call the show at 877-931-4TNT. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm actually not ready for the World Cup to go away yet. I mean, we've only got a couple games left. One today. And you figure the loser of today's game and France are going to be pissed because they got to play another game for third and fourth place?
I don't know what...
Yeah. What a letdown that
would
has
be.
To be.
I don't know what the culture is in that sport when it comes to that. So we need fans actually check in that actually know that sport. Fabrizio can check in. And is it something that teams would rather be in third place and fourth place? I mean, was it a big deal for them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does that matter?
Yeah. I don't know. I just retweeted this. I didn't know this movie was even coming out. I knew it was even being made for some reason. I might have heard it. It's coming out in theaters. But the trailer's out now. This movie's called I Play Rocky.
No.
It's a young Sylvester Stallone wrapped. It's beginning about how he got the script sold and to be Rocky. And the actors, I just retweeted it. Anthony Impilato or something like that. He sounds just like him. Nick's not here. Nick is stupid. He didn't think he'd ever seen a Rocky movie.
Ippolito, Anthony. Yeah. Ippolito.
And Rocky, the original Rocky, is one of the best movies ever made. At least definitely one of the best sports movies ever made. Won the Oscar too. It looks like a cool movie. It's coming out in theaters. I'm not sure when.
November 13th.
Okay.
Oh, one of the Farrelly brothers is the director. Peter Farrelly.
Yeah, watch the trailer. I just did watch it during the break. It looks pretty good.
Biopic.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
It's a biopic.
Right. Yep. But it's wrapped around that. It's not about his whole life. It's about how he got Rocky made. And then, you know, because he didn't want to sell the script unless he could play Rocky.
He wrote it,
that's
didn't he?
That's a famous story. He wrote it, right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's a famous story.
Well, it's kind of like the Springsteen movie where, you know, there's a lot of life to be told there. We're just going to focus in on this one period of time.
Yeah, about how he got started. Mm. Looks good. He looks like him, too. And he talks like him for sure.
You know. Sorry, Nick's not here.
Shut up, Nick's not here. Right.
I'm looking at a video from ABC World News tonight with David Muir.
Yeah.
This was, not last night, but the night before. Hikers getting out of the way of a brown bear at Anon Creek, Alaska.
Oh, I think I saw this video. Like right along the trail, right in front of them?
Yep.
Yeah, I did see this video last night.
On a skinny trail, and then it's kind of steep on either side, so they get the hell out of his way. I bet you that was the kicker story on ABC World News.
And he just kind of wanders on by, doesn't he?
Yep, they get out of his way, and he moves on.
Man.
That's in Wrangell St. Elias National Park in Alaska.
At the risk of continuing the conversation, would a brown bear attack you?
If you're in between, like, her and her cubs.
Her cubs, right, okay. Yeah,
if they're aggravated for whatever reason.
They're rabid. Can bears get rabid like that beaver we talked about earlier?
I don't think that's that.
A rabid bear would be pretty damn dangerous.
I don't know how common that is. Or where they would get the rabies. Yeah. I suppose from eating other rabid animals.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, bears can get rabies, but it is extremely rare.
Yeah, if they get a hold of it. Because usually salmon aren't rabid. And that's what they're feasting on. And this is one of those, like, coastal brown bears that aren't as aggressive as the grizzly bears, because the grizzly bears are crabby because they're hungry, because they don't live near the coast where they can feast off of marine mammals and
fish.
There
you go. You know a lot about this, man. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a story here from just last year of a guy in Pennsylvania who got attacked by a rabid bear.
Wow.
That would be black bear.
So not only do you have to get stitched up from getting attacked by the bear, you got to go get rabies shots, too.
Where was it, say? In the Appalachians, I'm sure, you know.
Jim Thorpe.
Oh, yeah, that's the Appalachians. It's right there.
Yeah.
About an hour from here.
Yeah, they're a black bear over a good portion of this country.
He got bit up and scratched up by the bear and then a series of really nasty shots.
Yeah. Well, they're in your thigh. They're not that bad, actually. But I think him getting attacked was worse than the shots.
But it's not. It's a nice little kick in the ass on the way out. Oh, by the way, bears never get rabies, but yours did.
Hold it. I think we're actually on vacation. That horrible story about that kid that woke up in Florida, like 10 years old, with a bat on his face.
Yeah.
And the parents didn't go to get him checked. And
yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Woke up with the bat on
his face,
in his bed, and they went, this is fine. And like three weeks later, kid's
he had rabies.
Dead.
He's dead.
Yeah,
that was a horrible story. Of course, I got sent that by a lot of people.
Uh huh.
Yeah, But yeah, just you don't mess around with
it. You got to go get checked. If you have any sort of contact with a bat, or if it's even just in the house, you got to go get checked.
Right. Unless they catch that individual bat and don't lose it and test it for rabies and it's fine, then you're good.
Right. You got to make sure. You should probably keep the bat yourself.
Yeah, next time, yeah.
And take it to the testing facility yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't definitively say that bat didn't have rabies, get the shots, man.
Yes, that's what we did. We did. Because they lost the bat, and our doctor said, man, don't mess around. So we got four shots. All of us got shots back in the day.
Talking about stadiums earlier, I ran across an article.
Yeah, what is this story, Todd? Yeah.
Well, it's at renderings of future stadiums, and some of them look pretty spectacular. Well, they've got one of the Athletics Las Vegas ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
So that's these aren't future dream stadiums. These are ones that they want to do.
They're actually
in the works.
Right. Okay. These aren't this just plans. I think they're plans they're about to execute. And it's a metal shell, and I guess it's supposed to look like an armadillo.
Well, they've got it's a clear or translucent dome basically, but then part of the dome is also a video board.
Is this the Vegas one?
Yeah, the A's.
Yeah, that one looks really cool.
It will be clad in square metal panels and fronted with the largest cable net glass wall in the world.
And this company, it is Vegas, man.
The company that's building this is their first ever baseball stadium design. I should send a link to this because
you did. I'm looking at it.
You would want to see the visuals. They've also got the future park.
Oh, my God. Look at the Washington Commanders' new stadium.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Man, that's all clear.
I've seen that rendering before, and it's in line with you look past it. There's the Capitol building. You're looking further past that. That is the Washington Monument.
When's this going to be built?
2030, I think.
Because I was just in D.C., and there's no ground for that yet.
Well, it's where the old stadium used to be.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. But the use of the columns, to mimic Washington, D.C. architecture, and it looks like the roof is clear and most of the walls are clear through those columns,
and it's got that sagging kind of look to it, where the each end is a little bit higher than the middle. And you're right, the columns look like the columns from the Supreme
Vegas
Court.
One's gonna look cool too, by the way.
A lot of these are foreign soccer stadiums,
right. Like the one that slaves could put stuff up quicker,
There's one that looked like it had a bunch of smokestacks around it. Here it is. It is the Birmingham City Football Club by Heatherwick Studio and Manica Architecture.
Where can people find this so people want to look at it?
We're going to put it up on our social media.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks like it's got a bunch of giant smokestacks because I guess Birmingham is a pretty industrial city. That's neat looking. 62,000 seats, 12 giant chimneys. Paying homage to the city's brickworks heritage.
Well, that is cool looking. That's in Birmingham, right? Yeah.
Too often
it
stadiums.
Also looks kind of. Yeah. Do they need more smokestacks in Birmingham? Yeah.
Well, these aren't functional, so.
I know, but they're not pretty either,
Well, these kind of are.
Well, these, for a little bit.
In context.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Our NFL teams will probably be playing in that someday.
And I'm guessing all of these are into the multiple billion-dollar price tags. It's the only thing it doesn't list in this is what's the price tag.
Oh, there's nothing under multiple billions that we're looking at here because that's what a stadium goes for these days.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, like the most of the newer ones that are opening now for the NFL, it's $3 billion at least for the stadiums.
I think we probably mentioned this, but I saw this yesterday. It was a tweet out by the Cowboys, they truly expect to be in the Super Bowl. Of course, they said that. I think the coach said that on a tweet. But he also said, I forgot about this. It's actually Valentine's Day.
It is.
It's that day.
Yeah. Super Bowl is Valentine's Day.
Now, most of us don't really care about that day. Some dude's going to get screwed.
Is there a holiday the next day? Is it the Martin Luther King holiday?
I think
it ain't
President's
ours.
Day.
No, it's President's Day.
I think President's Day.
Right, because I thought it was going to be a 3-day weekend for some people, we've been begging for after the Super Bowl forever.
President's Day is the following day.
Okay.
So that'll be a federal Monday holiday. But
Valentine's Day and the Super Bowl. Steelers-Vikings is still planned for this year. So we'll figure that out when it gets there.
Sure it is, champ.
You and I won't go out for Valentine's Day, Todd, that night since our Steelers and Vikings will be playing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And our women will be perfectly understanding about
it all. Our women will know. that our teams are playing in the Super Bowl. There is no Valentine's date that night.
Our women will be right beside us cheering our teams on.
Right. Mine's been a Steeler fan for upwards of 6 months.
Hmm. Right. Yeah, I think Christy's working on 26 years of Viking fandom now.
Does your wife care about the Packers, puss?
I mean, not just the way I do.
Not the way, well, yeah, I know. I mean, that's a given for most of
us. Does she sit down and watch the games? I mean, she'll sit down in the room, whether or not she's paying attention to the TV. I mean,
doesn't matter.
More likely, she's scrolling on her phone while I'm screaming at the TV.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters, man.
I mean, she likes when I'm happy.
Happy Valentine's Day, hon. Be quiet. It's kickoff.
And her birthday is 2 days after that, so it's...
Oh, don't you kind of consolidate the holidays in that instance?
We're to the point neither of us really care about Valentine's Day. So it's really more just going out for her birthday or doing something fun. You know, Valentine's Day means very little to either of us.
Happy Valentine's Day. We had Tyrell Frazier on the show with us today. I forget what his socials are, but I think it's Tyrell Frazier.
Tyrell Frazier Comedy. I mean.
Comedy.
All right. Yeah. His woman, she'll love to say that. Tyrell's woman, wife, Rachel Ware, will be on the show with us on Friday. Tomorrow is a Thursday, of course, and that is Zach Peterson Day, right?
Correct.
All right. Download the podcast. You can get the Todd and Tyler app anywhere. I was looking for an old commercial, Todd, for us, because I don't ever Google our names because it's pretty lame. But remember that commercial we're walking through the... I saw the Stones video yesterday, them walking through the city.
Oh,
you and I filmed the commercial walking through
love
the city.
Strong?
Love is Strong, and
right.
We did a commercial based on that Love is Strong
and it
video.
Was so excellent. Yeah. I don't have it. Anybody can has that, please share it with me, because I don't know where it's at. Probably on a CD somewhere or a DVD somewhere.
I think I have it on like a thumb drive somewhere. Yeah.
I might have a digital version of that.
Please send it to me, get a chance, because like I said, I'm getting to this. Like I Googled Todd and Tyler, and man, we're pages and pages, and a lot of it's hate, but a lot of it's really love. All right, join us tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
That was back in the day when they promoted.
Yeah, that's crazy how they did
morning
that.
Shows and radio stations. Yeah. They actually marketed.
Yeah.
Good old days. Oh, they're the good old days.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.